Yasmin Abdul-Majeed is moving to London. Little beauty. The controversial Muslim author, public speaker, TV presenter, and in my opinion, troublemaker, claims she's partaking in the Aussie rite of passage. Abdul-Majeed took to social media after she went off air yesterday declaring she's leaving the country. To that, I say goodbye and good riddance. As you know, her TV show Australia Wide was recently axed by the ABC after a series of controversial comments. Just last week, in a series of Facebook posts, Abdul-Majeed claims she's been traumatised by deeply racist criticism of her. She's the one who took aim at our system of democracy, which led Senator Erica Betts, if memory serves me right, to suggest she leave the country for an Arab dictatorship. Oh, and don't forget that deplorable tweet on Anzac Day in which she said, "Lest we forget Manus, Nauru, Syria and Palestine." As you can appreciate, those comments angered proud Australians, and rightfully so, given the ultimate sacrifice made by those who fought for our freedoms. Abdul-Majeed also courted controversy over a disagreement with politician Jackie Lambie on the Q&A program. Have a listen to what this woman posted on social media yesterday, the reason she's leaving the country. "I've been deemed the face of all that is evil for an extended period of time, and that has taken a toll. However, reality is that being a small target has not served me all that well. Choosing not to defend myself and let it blow over backfired because it hasn't blown over. Blah, 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 blah." What a load of hogswash. I have never heard anything more ridiculous in my life. Miss Abdul-Majeed was challenged for her vile comments and she couldn't handle the heat, so she's got out of the kitchen. It's all well and good to be outspoken, Miss Majeed, but when the Australian public calls out your crap, you go to water. Go and find someone in London who will listen to you, because I'll guarantee you something, we've heard enough here in Australia. If you don't like the freedoms of this wonderful country, that being Australia, then Miss Abdul-Majeed, do not come back. In my opinion, she's tried to divide this country with some of her comments. They've been dangerous and damaging. Am I the only one who's happy to see her back? I highly doubt it. And hopefully it's the last we've heard of Yasmin Abdul-Majeed. Goodbye, good riddance. Go away and don't come back.